our troubled ships, to toss us out so he can use us up for his glory. Jonah isn't the only one with an SOS save our ship situation, right? Some of our everyday ships get rocked too. Those friendships, kinships, fellowships, memberships, relationships of all kinds will sometimes be used by God to throw us overboard so we can get to the right incubator, the right place for things to marinate. And for us to do better. Jonah's relational aptitude knew about God's loving and gracious hands. We have to know that those same hands that bless my ugly mess to change it to a beautiful message can and should be extended to others. Just as imperfect as I was and still am. I'm just talking about me. God's relational aptitude, God's knowledge concerning Jonah and Jonah knowing about God was focused on who could better tell them about the extent of grace than a recipient of it. Who could represent just how awesome God loves better than one who is a recipient of that love? Concerning where you are strategically placed right now, who can be a better example of a perfect God through an imperfect vessel than you and I? Who can honestly tell people about what it's like to be toe up from the floor up and broke down from the top down? Than those of us who were like the human examples of Humpty Dumpty, who sat on a great wall and had a great fall, and all the kings and queens, women and men, couldn't put that broke joker back together again. But God came along, found me where I couldn't be found, hounded me like no other because he refused to give up because of love. But God came and did for you and for me what doctors and nurses couldn't do, what therapists and counselors couldn't complete, and Satan and his punkish minions couldn't even really compete. But God came along to love me the way that family and friends can't understand, not even church folk can comprehend, by any means necessary. God will use God people to reach the people of God. I didn't say God's people. God will use God people. Those who are truly trying to live for God and not just the property of God. God will use God people to reach the people of God. And somebody ought to say amen. Amen. I know it's the truth. That's right. That's why I said it. So look, Jonah had his walking shoes on. Let's hope that you don't have your walking shoes on in the wrong direction. But if you do, let's hope that you get them back on track. Because of Christ, God has wonderful things planned for you. I know you have to walk through and do some things that you don't like, that you don't appreciate, that you don't even understand. But I'm telling you what God told me. Just keep walking with the Lord. God has you. God is with you, even as God is ahead of you. So there's no reason trying to run. If you're ever going to run concerning God, make sure you focus on running this race. Till you finish as you run to God and not away from God. Amen. Stay with us right here on Stand in the Gap with Pastor Monica. After this song, we're going to slide right into our Ha Ha Hallelujah comedy clip segment just so we can get our laugh on together. The number to call in live is 904-296-2251. The number to call in later is 904-624-9868.
So all alone, I wanna run. in your arms and keep me safe from harm. I want to run to you. Always in control, but at night I come home and turn the key. No one's there, seems only you care for me. So what's the sense of trying hard to find my dreams without you, Lord, to share it with? Tell me, what does it mean? Safe from harm, I wanna run to you. Oh, Lord, if I come to you, oh, Lord, please stay and don't ever take your love
to you by Brother Pastor Smokey Norfield. That's on his life-changing CD. That's a beautiful remake of Whitney Houston's song, Run to You. This definitely is the gospel version of it. And it is that time to get our laugh on. That's right. Hallelujah. It is time for us to get our laugh on, because truly God does heal through laughter. We're going to hear part of the great one and only Shonda Pierce. We're going to hear part of her comedy skit off of her On Her Soapbox CD that's available anywhere you get your music, even on the social media places, internet, even on your music apps. She has plenty of great CDs. We're going to hear part of that tonight. Again, that's Shonda, Chonda Pierce, Pierce. Let's listen in. My microphone is on purpose so I can listen and laugh in with you, but you can still give me a call and I would mute it so I can serve you while this comedy goes on. The number to call in is 904-296-2251 live, 904-624-9868 later. Let's listen in to Miss Shonda.
This is so great. I cannot believe someone showed up. When y'all heard it was a soapbox, did you think I was going to do your laundry? I don't think so. I just came to air out a little of my own. If you ever want to do that, just get on your soapbox. We can do that as Christians. We call it sharing. In love. If you add the in love, you can share anything. We did at our church. We call it prayer request. Isn't that precious? Don't you love those prayer requests? Man, I'm telling you, those ladies get up and tell y'all about their kidney transplant. At the end of prayer time, you just want to throw up. You know, and I love the lingo at church. It just...